This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure having you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, and always be part of the conversation. You know, I don't have all the answers for you, okay? So, I mean, get involved, get engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. But I want you, I want to get your email address, because if you give me your email address, this is easy stuff. If you give me your email address, every week I send out an email. I don't inundate you with emails two or three or four or five, six times a day. Some of these places, you know, six times a week. I don't inundate you with that, so you don't have to worry about it. It makes me crazy when they do that, so I wouldn't do it to you. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. You know, there's so much. Again, our hearts and prayers go out to those who lost their lives last night in the shooting. Multiple shootings, if you would. We'll talk more about that later. I thought it was interesting that AOC, if you don't know who I'm talking about by now, when I say AOC, then you know what? Maybe this isn't the show for you. I don't know. But AOC was upset. I'm not quoting her, but basically what she said was, it was interesting that these people need more than prayers right now, right? They need action. Well, here's the problem with that. And for those of you who consider yourself, consider yourself religious. For those of you who think you talk about it, you speak for others, how asinine is it for you to believe, here's people that were in a mosque praying, people that are in a church, but wherever they're praying, they believe prayer works. They don't pray because they're lunatics and just want to hear themselves speak. They pray because they believe they're speaking to a higher power. They believe that their God is going to act on their behalf. And I will tell you personally and people that I know, yeah, for you loons on the left, it'll die and get something on me. Here you go. Write this down. Make sure you track the time. All right? I do believe God answers prayer. I have seen God answer prayer. God has answered direct prayer in my life and those around me. So people that are praying in a mosque or praying wherever, and they're believing that their God's going to respond, for you to make fun of them for their prayer time and what they were doing is nuts. You are mentally deranged. Yes, I'm talking about AOC. You know, you get on the president. Some of you are on Trump all the time about how sick he is. And here you have people basically making fun of, mocking people that are praying when they get shot and killed by a lunatic, by somebody with mental issues. And the thing that you never want to talk about, it's always the gun. Somehow the gun got up and coerced the shooter to pick it up and go kill people. No, the shooter, the one with the mental instability, is the one that went and killed people. It's that simple, really. You do not get, I'm sorry, I'm not insulting anybody here. You don't need a college degree to figure this one out. You don't need studies paid for by some left-wing lunatic organization to show you that guns are bad. Guns are not designed with the purpose of killing people. That's what I was hearing. Guns are only for one thing. They can only produce one thing, and that's death. They kill things. Because abortion doesn't. Anyway, story for another day. But the guns, no. They're for protection. They're to keep somebody from taking your life. Things get really bad, you can go out in the woods and shoot something and eat it. Oh, my God, we don't want to do that. Some of it's just simple, plain, the fun of shooting a gun. Yes, you heard me say it. It is fun. It's fun to do target practice. It's fun to skeet shoot. I've been hunting in 100 years, but whatever. If you're into bow and arrows, there's another one. We're gonna ban those as well. Because the only other thing they can do other than target practice is kill people and things. 15-year-old Beto O'Rourke once wrote a murder fantasy short story about running over two children with a car. According to a new report that also revealed that the now presidential candidate was a member of a famous hacking group. That doesn't bother me. The details were uncovered in Reuters' report on the Cult of the Dead Cow, a famous group of hackers credited with inventing the term hacktivism. Now, Reuters revealed that the O'Rourke, who joined the Democrat presidential primary race on Thursday, he was a member of that group. Now, there's no indication that O'Rourke ever engaged in this kind of thing, or even in the hacking activity. We don't know whether he really ever broke into computers. But the report also revealed that the teenage Beto, in connection with the group, wrote stories under the name of Psychedelic Warlord. Writings that remain online. You can go find them if you want to. One piece in particular detailed the narrator's murder spree as part of his goal-seeking determination of everything that was free and loving. The piece described the first kill as the murder of two children crossing the street. It reads, then one day as I was driving home from work, I noticed two children crossing the street. They were happy, happy to be free from their troubles. I knew, however, that this happiness and sense of freedom were much too overwhelming for them, so I would put them out of their misery. As I neared the young ones, I put all my weight on my right foot, keeping the accelerated pedal on the floor until I heard the crashing of two children on the hood, and then the sharp cry of pain from one of the two. Please make me your president. I've got a whole bunch of other stories. God bless. Zandy Gibb joins me in a few minutes. Don't go far. Always have a good time when he's on the show. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back, and I am made to wave the flag, I gotta tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I won't waste your time. Let's bring him right on because I always enjoy so much when he's on with us. Zarin DeGibb joins us as he does every week to give us his perspective on what's going on in the world today. And, Xander, thanks for being with me. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Hey, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those that, the mosque shootings that took place last night.
Absolutely.
You know, you and I have both been accused of being Islamophobic or Muslim haters or whatever. I don't even know what the term is today. I'm sure there's something that I missed somewhere. But it couldn't be furthest from the truth. I mean, when people, human beings are killed, it's wrong. It's sad. This was a total act of hate. This isn't even vengeance. This isn't getting somebody back or thinking you're getting somebody back for something they did to your family. This is just a total act of hate, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched the video today. I kind of wish I hadn't. A lot of people sent it to me. And it made me really sad because the thing is, for me, at the end of the day, I disagree with lots of people. I disagree with the attempted Islamification of our planet. But we cannot blame individual Muslims for the acts and actions and commentary of those that are radicalized. And if, in order to get your point across, you have to go into a mosque and shoot it up, then you've lost my respect and attention and absolutely everything else. But I have to say, I watched Sadiq Khan today who gave a press conference, and after his controversial commentary in the past, when he said, oh, if you live in a big city, you've got to expect this. You know, he didn't say that today. And the thing that concerns me is that there's a huge double standard. We have to come together now. And in England, there's a group called Not In My Name, and it's mostly Muslims, but also, Christians too that are saying that on both sides of the aisle, we should be saying Not In My Name. And I subscribe to that today. I really do.
Well, no, I agree with you. I mean, I really do agree with you. I keep telling my Christian friends this, and if they don't wake up, they're going to cause us all kinds of trouble. You cannot paint with a broad brush. Now, it wasn't a Muslim. It wasn't a Muslim that did the killing, but you can't paint with a broad brush and now say all these people are this, because we don't want you doing it to us, right? Conservatives don't want you doing it to us. Christians don't want you doing it either. So we can't do it either. We need to be honest.
No.
From both sides.
But I have to say, Joe, I'm surprised, not that I can condone this in any way, shape, or form, as a Christian, I believe in the sanctity of life and living, but I'm surprised this has not happened before, we can't have it happening again on either side. And the concern is that if those of us in the public eye that have a platform don't speak out against these things, Christians and Muslims alike, it's going to keep happening.
Amen. I am on board with you 1,000,000%. Seriously. I mean, we all have to speak up against this violence. What I don't like is the rhetoric that comes down, as it came down on me today from a bunch of local lunatics, okay, is that guys like me caused this violence. Guys like you caused this violence because we speak out against certain things in the Muslim community, or any community for that matter. Right?
Yes. I would like to make it fundamentally clear live on your show, Joe. I might disagree with lots of things that happen in the Muslim community. I disagree with things that you say from time to time, but I don't want anybody killed because I disagree with them.
You disagree with stuff I say? You never said that before.
Well, we disagree sometimes. We don't have to agree on every... Wow. Right, I'm leaving.
Yeah, that's it.
I could go on AOC's show tonight.
Jamie,
you know.
take his name, erase his name from the book. Yeah, okay. Anyway. No, but people can't do that anymore. It's so funny. No. I love it. I mean, I've got friends that are 180 degrees politically on the other side of the world than I am, but there's so many things we have in common that we work together on. We put the politics aside. There are some people, even in your own party, that can't put the politics aside.
Yeah, no? I totally agree. What that was depicted about for me today was, We've all failed with this today.
Oh, yeah.
And what it made me think of, I have friends in London that are Muslim and highly religious. They love Xander for who Xander is. They have no issue with me, whatsoever. And it could have happened to them. And that's what is concerning. They could have been praying. My friends could have been praying in their mosque and this happened.
Well, that was another thing I thought was quite interesting, and you'll appreciate this. You've got AOC and others that are coming out making fun of people praying, saying prayer's not going to work. You got to do, it's obviously not going to work. You got to do something about the violence. You're going, wait a minute. These people are in there on their knees, or however it is that they pray. I only know how we pray. And we're praying to a God that we believe that our prayers are being heard and acted upon. I've seen God move on my behalf during prayer or after prayer. How do you make fun of people? You're making fun of their belief system. How do you do that in all good conscience?
I definitely don't think you can, but I think one of the things that was highlighted from you today was that the media and social media have a level of culpability with all of this, because, you know, the way that social media is kind of like micromanaging everybody. You know, on Facebook, you can have groups that you know, are called kill a cop, kill a gay, kill a Christian, kill a Catholic.
Whoa.
You know, but you can't have a kill a Muslim group. And when you elevate one section of the community to a higher position, there's bound to be bad feeling. Not that that excuses what happened today, but I think that we need to change the way we view these things, and we need to change the way our commentary. I would never want my commentary to ever be taken in a way that I was suggesting that people be hurt or killed or silent. I don't like what AOC says, but I don't want anybody to hurt her.
Right.
Oh, maybe a bit of duct tape on her mouth occasionally, but
when Obama was president, as much as you know, I disliked him. I made sure that our I thought he was wonderful, right? Anyway, even in our intros to the shows, I specifically called out and said, "Look, I don't agree with the guy. I don't like the guy. I don't like his politics, but I don't want anything to happen to him." Because he's a husband, he's a father. I mean, there are people that love that man, and I mean family members, people that count on that man. No harm should come to him. That's not, as a Christian, I'm praying for him to come around. I'm not praying for him to be killed. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So
no, because what does that say about us if we are saying that? If in one breath we're actually condemning the hate and the killing and et cetera, et cetera, from certain people that are radicalized, how are we any better than them if we're wanting that to happen?
And yet, when Scalia died and other staunch conservatives, what did the left have to say? We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Xander Gibbs with us. Don't miss it. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump's first veto is to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
Congress's vote to deny the crisis on the southern border is a vote against reality. It's against reality. It is a tremendous national emergency. It is a tremendous crisis.
A dozen Republicans joined with Senate Democrats Thursday to back the joint resolution. New Zealand continues to mourn the deaths of 49 people and the injuries of dozens more after a gunman stormed two mosques in a terrorist attack. The Prime Minister says the shooter had a gun license. He used five guns, including two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns.
Rooted as a tree.
Millions of students from around the world took the day off from school to strike in an effort to raise awareness for the need to combat climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. If you want to be notified by text message, it's really simple. Just text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. I send out like two texts. Maybe I'll do more. I don't know. But I send out about two texts a week, let you know that we're going to be on the air and what kind of things we're talking about and that kind of stuff. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me, but I always appreciate the time that this guy spends with me. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. I really appreciate him getting up in the middle of the night to be with us. He comes to us live across the pond. We've gone through great lengths and great expense to bring him to you. So be kind. Hey, Xander.
Hey, Joe, that check better not bounce.
Ooh, you don't have to tell anybody to pay you for this? God,
what? Oh, sorry. I do it for love.
Yeah, there
for
you go.
For my country and my president.
You know, I have a picture of you up on the screen, and now that you've said that, I kind of see the flower power thing happening. You need to put a flower in your hair.
That's a terrible pitch. I'm just about to have a new photo shoot. I'll have to send you some new pictures.
I got one with you with a happy face on, but it's got a goofy backdrop on it. This one's got you kind of, I don't know, you look serious. You know, like you've got something to say.
I'm a very serious guy.
I can tell.
Depends who's paying and how much they're paying. I'm joking. Yeah. I can't be bought.
No, during the breaks, though, is when we should leave the mic hot because we'd both get canned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the atmosphere there like with the shooting? Are they having more security around the mosques? What's it like there?
Well, I think the Muslim community is quite rightly kind of up in arms, and there's a lot of concern with regards to Sadiq Khan, who's the mayor of London, his commentary and how much of a double standard, but. I think that although people are shocked and saddened by it, they've got more on their minds than that, which I'm sorry to say, but that's the case.
Well, you've got, there in England, you've really got an issue going on with Brexit. I mean, seriously, when you see the will of the people thwarted like this over and over and over again, didn't you guys have a revolution once before or something to do with...
don't joke. I think it's coming again because they've... She's had all of the MPs, which is like the senators of this country, vote three times this week once for her deal, once for a no-deal Brexit, and once for an extension, and they voted against her every time. But that says something for me as a leader. You know, if even if your own people are not backing you, then there's something wrong. She really does need to go. You know who we needed negotiating Brexit? We needed the Donald, because he would have pulled no punches. And part of the problem is she keeps sticking bows on this package that she's put together and painting the box a different color. But however you look at it, Europe still remains in control of the UK with the deal that she has put together. And it's such a bad deal. And if it's about returning the sovereignty to the United Kingdom, then just do it. It's the will of the people. Do it or resign. If you can't do it, with the greatest of respect, Mrs. May, because I know she listens to the show, then you need to get someone else to do it. And, you know, as I said to you in the break, I'm sick of conservatives saying, hey, Xander, you should support Theresa May, whatever, because she's a conservative. Heck no. This is wrong for this country. And I'm a political commentator, and I will say what I feel. I have to say what I feel.
But listen, can you get away with that in England? And I say that because I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, we had a French investigative reporting team that came out to CPAC, and we were talking to them, and I had to stop and finally say to them, what is so interesting about it? This is Radio Row, right? And you're over on the B side of the aisle. I mean, seriously, what's going on here? And they said, well, we don't have this. And I'm like, you don't have radio commentators? And he goes, no, we don't have commentators that can bash the government like you guys are doing. We're just not allowed to do it.
Well, look at Tommy Robinson. You know, he's up on charges and stuff again. So they do attack some people. Look at Katie Hopkins. You know, she had to remortgage her house. Oh. You know, the thing is, she is very outspoken, but, you know, people say the same about you and I. And the thing is, I would not want to have to give up my livelihood just for saying what I actually felt. Because either we have freedom of speech or we don't. And it goes back to what we were saying earlier with regards to the level of control that people have over that freedom of speech and elevating some groups in society over others. You know, either we're all equal or we're not. And sadly, the government here and certainly the left in the United States want to elevate certain groups over others. You know, like in America, they want to elevate illegals. And the LGBT community and also Muslims above the rest of us. And that's not good. You know, either we're all equal, we all get treated as equal, we all observe the same laws. I hope you're listening, Laurie Lawson and Felicity Huffman, or we don't. It's that simple, Joe.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I did that story the other night about those two, and I just said, this is proof positive. You know, that they're hypocrites, because Hollywood's always talking about equality, always talking about people getting the same shot at the same seats in the same schools, and everybody should be allowed the same. Well,
lady, unless you can afford to pay for something better.
Right. It's exactly right, isn't it? It's like, sure, you only mean that right. If you can afford to pay for it, if you can afford to buy it, you seem to think that that's okay. And, you know, the part about this that really bothers me is these self-righteous pieces of work. Here you got somebody, they took a seat. Think about this. They took a seat away from somebody who might have been able to get in, who might have been, well, real grades, real activity, right?
Yeah.
Sick. These sick people.
Yeah, not just because your mother or your parent happens to be, you know, a well-known actor. It's despicable, especially with the kind of things that Lori Loughlin has been saying about the president, saying how dishonest he is. How dishonest is she, you know?
Well, you know, somebody once said this, and now you know, you more and more start to believe it's true, is that it's usually the one that's screaming the loudest. I mean, I'm going to lose some people over this one, but I remember Jimmy Swaggart. Remember Jimmy? You know, when he taught hard on being with prostitutes. He taught hard on how bad that was, and you should, and say, you know, sexual condemnation for those kind of things. And he got caught in a hotel room with a couple of hookers.
Yeah.
Okay? Then he's done his penance, so to speak. And again, I'm not, but the guys that are screaming, the people that are screaming the loudest against something are usually doing it themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. But to me, that's concerning because, you know, when you do get caught in a hotel room, you know, with some hooker, you know, it's kind of, it makes you out to be the hypocrite that you actually are.
Yep.
So maybe just say nothing. Because, you know, the thing is, at the end of the day, nobody is perfect.
No.
But we shouldn't be out there, you know, we should be practicing what we preach, basically.
Well, no, I agree with you. And that's what I'm kind of saying is that, you know, you sit there and you watch people and watch what they're doing and what they're screaming about. And usually they're in it. That's the guy, Ted Lieu out of California, was screaming about how bad guns were. We had to get guns off the street. We had to pass stronger laws. And what happens? He gets picked up for gun running. He was just trying to get rid of the competition.
I didn't know that. I don't like the guy anyway. You know, he's constantly bashing my president, but, you know.
It was for me.
God is working out his plan with all these. Isn't it funny? All these people that have attacked the president, and yeah. You know, even these two soap ladies that we just talked about, you know, from TV shows. You know, God is working out his plan and getting rid of our America's enemy.
I think the reason, I think that. The reason that some of these groups are trying to normalize pedophilia, trying to make it okay, I think that when you find out what's been going on in this country with high-level people, with people who have money, with the Hollywood types, you're going to find out how nasty and dark and bad and prevalent that pedophilia is in the entertainment industry, in government, in other places. I think it's going to make it throw. Well, if it doesn't make us throw up, God should just zap us and get it over with, right?
Absolutely. And Roseanne Barr has been trying to tell us this for 20 years, and that's why they kind of excluded her. You know, she's a very funny and very talented individual, but as soon as she started to get political, they ousted her from their from their group.
You know, God forbid, I would love for all of these people to come up in one fell swoop and just lay it out in a press conference, a live press conference that you couldn't kill. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Xander will be with us on the other side of the break.
Oh, yeah.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
That's a strolling song. You older folks will know what I mean by that. You younger folks, whatever. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732. 5563, and I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate your time that you spend listening. Let's just bring him on. Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with us. He brings a different perspective from a different part of the world. He's live from jolly old England. Hey, I heard the Queen. Can we get her on the phone? I heard the Queen has her own...
Joseph, how are you today?
I hear that you have your own Instagram account now.
Yes, but I thought I would get, you know, with the times with my grandchildren, you know, all the time on these things. I thought I'd do it myself, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, sir, after all this time, how many followers do you think you have by now?
Oh, I have hundreds, not followers, Joseph, that's subject.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. That's right.
Oh, with your head, young man.
Oh, well, I like that part of it. You call me a young man. But I can't believe, after all this time, why bother? Everybody knows who you are, and your pictures are all over the place.
And anybody who doesn't is not worth bothering about. They even have my pictures on the money here, you know.
You will keep Charles's pictures away from the Instagram. I understand
absolutely. Yes, like taxi doors.
Oh, my. So, Your Majesty, it's been a pleasure, but put Xander back on the phone because I can understand.
Yeah, get away, Lizzie Windsor. It's my gig. Go home.
So,
what are you a young man. Goodbye.
She's gone. Well,
yes, she is gone. Correct. So she decides it's got to be the people around her told her to get on that thing. I don't see her as particularly an electronic lover.
No. I'm sure she doesn't, like, you know, I'm sure she doesn't do it. I think she's on Instagram. I'm sure she doesn't do it herself.
No.
I mean, she could. I saw her. I don't follow her. But I saw her first Instagram post, and it wasn't even very hip. You know, you would have thought that they would have just at least made it funny, you know?
Right. Very serious picture of her, maybe on a horse. I hear that she still horseback rides.
Yeah, apparently, but she's like, you know, 927 or something, isn't she?
She is. Can you imagine anybody around her? I mean, the only one rooting. Someone's going to slap me for this. But the only one rooting for her to get on that horse and get going is Charles.
Yeah, because he wants to take over. He wants to be queen.
Yes. Okay.
I seriously think because she should have kind of took a step back. You know how mother did for her. So she should have done the same for Charles. But there ain't no giving up with Lizzie Windsor. You know, she's like, she's there for the duration.
Yeah, but you think, wait a minute. But you got to believe from what I've heard and read that she doesn't trust him. Matter of fact, I've read she doesn't even like him.
No, she doesn't.
In
fact, a lot of my American friends were saying to me, hey, Dan, listen to the Queen's Christmas Day speech. Was she actually being bitchy about Charles, or was she just being typically British? And she was being very bitchy about him in the Christmas Day speech. You know, she really does not like him.
That's kind of funny. So the Brits are known for being a little sharp, are they?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Hey, you never
see that Theresa May.
I don't know how she let Theresa May in. I mean, I don't know how they keep Theresa May in there. I heard her the other day on the floor. Those people don't support her. They're not going to do anything she wants to do. You know?
No, they don't. And the reason they don't want, you know, they don't support her is because her actions and her what she's managed to accomplish or not accomplish with regards to Brexit is not in the best interest of the country. I want conservative leadership in this country that I can really get behind. And unfortunately, I can't get behind her. She's no Donald Trump, is she? She's no Margaret Thatcher.
No. Maggie would have that place cleaned up in no time.
Mm. I mean, when you look back at videos... Sorry, go on.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you look back at videos of Margaret Thatcher when she's talking about Europe and stuff, she hated the fact that the UK was in Europe, and she always wanted us to regain our sovereignty. We have to thank Margaret Thatcher for the UK not having the euro. So, you know, she wouldn't have had any of this.
I don't know the lingo, but it's any of this poppycock, right? She wouldn't be dealing with this stuff at all.
Absolute poppycock, dear chap.
but again, you know, you come back to your parliament there. You know, it's very, when you look at the American legislators, you know, they're all in it for themselves. I mean, seriously, they don't really care what the American people think anymore. They've decided what's real and what's not real. Do you have the same problem there? Is the parliament against this move because they really don't want to come out? They don't want to break away?
I think it's very mixed. And I think the majority of people kind of, you know, the vote, the referendum was fairly close, but it was, you know, it did tip in the favor of leaving. And that's the way that they should go, because the whole ideology of a democracy is that, you know, you go with what the people want. The people want to leave. She never wanted to leave. So she should never have been put in charge of, you know, kind of like coordinating that exodus. You know, someone else should have been put in charge of that, because you don't even want the appearance of impropriety. And I fundamentally believe that from day one, because she never wants it, she's actively worked against it. You know, she's dragged her feet on Brexit. And as well as that, it benefits her husband being in the EU because of his business interests. And that's of concern to me as well. It's a conflict of interest.
And the Queen kind of handpicked her, didn't she?
No.
No?
No, it was a hung parliament. Which
okay.
means that, you know, it was there was no majority, but she went to the Queen and said, hey, we can do this, we've been doing it. And so the Queen was like, all right, then, Terry, you go give it a go. And no, she definitely didn't handpick her.
Can the Queen, can her, pull her out of being Prime Minister?
No.
Oh.
Can she can her AWS? Absolutely not. The only thing that she can either resign, or they can be what they call a no confidence vote, or they could call for another election.
Well.
And I think that if she has any credibility left, that's what she should do. She should go now.
Well, we never finished up with Beto. You know, the young Beto O'Rourke. Now you and I talked during one of the breaks. I said, you know about his fantasy about running over children, and I realized that was when he was 15. You know, but seriously, you know, I was asking people recently, would you leave your kids with him? And they just look at me like I'm kind of weird. But who goes into detail about how they would run over little children?
Yeah. Isn't that a sign of psychopathy, you know, was he cutting the tails off cats and things like that, too? Because, you know, the concern for me is if you're making statements like that at 15, You really need to be assessed on that commentary. Let's face it.
Isn't it
funny how if that had been Donald Trump at the age of 15, oh. They'd be saying, "Oh, let's get rid of this man now because he is evil." You know, the bad orange man was talking about running over children at 15, and there's no balance with it, is there?
No, there isn't any. Well, look, I put the post up somewhere, and somebody immediately put the post up about Donald Trump talking about how sexy his daughter was and how pretty she was. And all. And I'm saying to myself, listen, all he was saying was, look how beautiful she is. If I wasn't her father and I was 30 years younger, I'd go after her.
I totally get that. Yeah. Don't you think your daughter is a beautiful daughter?
I do.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I definitely don't. You see, a lot of the, you know, I would like to sit down with someone, you know, like a left-leaning political commentator and go through all of these things and actually put them right. Because we never get the opportunity to do that.
No.
You know, like when they said he was mocking the disabled guy. He's only got one impersonation. I just think all of these things are just taken so far out of context. That it makes him look bad. And he's far from perfect, and I'm sure he would admit that himself. But he's not the person that they're making him out to be.
Well, they got on his case for making fun of Beto's hand gestures. I would make fun of Beto's hand gestures. If you're working with the man, you need to stand 4 feet away from him. And when he starts moving, you need to keep the distance. I mean, his arms are all over the place. Like, he doesn't have control over them. Not that he doesn't. I mean, some people are like that. It's called being animated. I'm okay with that. But you're telling me, as a public official, we can't make fun of him? What's wrong with these people?
Mr. Beto, put your arms down now and bring me some more gin.
All right, Mr. Xander, where do people find you? And I'm not talking about the local pizza parlor.
No, definitely not. XanderGibbs.com, every Friday, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and right after on The Real Side with Joe Messina. And from May, we will be going out 5 nights a week again.
Oh, my. 5 nights. You know, that's a lot of work, you know, right?
I do. I've done it before, Jeff. I can do it now, you know.
I know you can. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And listen, next hour, we're going to have General Paul Vallely on with us. We'll talk about the situation, the things going on in the Middle East. Also, we're going to talk about AOC. She is dropping in favorability ratings. Does anybody really care? We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.